Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I think it was last week we spoke about this very, very, look, you know I hate Crocs. I've got this Crocs thing. I think they're classless. I think they look like rubbish on your feet, like you're wearing recycled plastic bags. And I don't care what you bedazzle them with. I think they are absolutely awful, and you won't convince me otherwise. We came across a story, in fact, a debate around brides wearing Crocs. Now, I thought that was completely ridiculous, and I always think the test is, picture yourself in 20 years' time when your children are watching your wedding video, and think of what they are going to say. They're going to rip you to shreds. Either way, there's a lot of, if we follow social media, some very, very strange trends developing in weddings. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? How do we tell what is the way to go and what isn't? Julia Drachenberg, she is a lead wedding planner at Day by Drachenberg. Julia, a very, very good morning. I'm not even sure it is morning for you. What time is it there?
Good morning to you. It's about 9:30 at night where I am.
Oh, so it's not too bad. Not too bad. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for speaking to us at this time of night here in South Africa. So we've seen a lot of very strange trends. First of all, just so I know where you stand on this issue, this whole notion of Crocs as part of the wedding party, your thoughts?
I have to disagree with you.
And that's where we end up. Okay, fine. Disagree. Tell me why, Julia. Convince me why I'm wrong.
I had regular sandals on at my own wedding for photos and for the ceremony. But then after, I changed into my Crocs for dancing, and you couldn't see them under the ball gown anyway, but I was a lot comfier.
Really? Okay. No, but sandals are different to Crocs, which look ugly. Sandals can be beautiful, right?
Yes.
So it is a bit different. I'm not talking about the comfort. I'm talking about the ugliness of it all.
Yeah, I think maybe Crocs in your actual photos you might regret down the line.
Yep, that's what I think. All right, so what are the trends that you're seeing that is taking weddings in a little bit of a different direction?
We're seeing more of wedding weekends happening, so not just the ceremony and the reception on one day, but having welcome parties and morning after breakfast and making it a bigger kind of weekend long event.
Right. So it's become, the wedding has become a much bigger or longer celebration, not just a party, in other words.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives couples more time to spend with their guests, especially ones who've, you know, flown in a long ways.
That's true. That is true. Because the world in which we live today, it would be very unusual if a couple didn't have friends or family living somewhere else, either in the States, in another state, or certainly in South Africa, in other parts of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really common for them to travel, and it's great to get more quality time with them.
What is the expectation? And this is always a discussion around payment. Somebody is flying in from another part of the world, presumably at their expense, to come to your wedding. Is there an etiquette around what is paid for by the wedding party and what isn't?
It really depends couple to couple. Most of the time, the wedding parties, yes, they're paying their own travel accommodations, their own dress or suit. The couple might offer to pay for professional hair and makeup, and they usually cover their bar tab for the night.
Right. Okay. So that's what they would pay. And in terms of bridesmaids, are they expected to pay for their own dress? I know it's a trend in South Africa where often the bridesmaids are given the fabric and then told they can do with it whatever they want, but they are, so that part of it is covered. But what is there a norm?
It really does depend on cultures and on couples. For the most part, the bridesmaids are paying for their own fabric and their own dresses.
Okay, so that is just an expense that is part of it. And this whole notion of wedding parties and bridesmaids becoming a larger and larger group.
Yeah, some couples are having, they have really big wedding parties with, could be, you know, 10 on each side. But there are some who are going in the opposite direction too and are having maybe just one bridesmaid and one best man or none at all.
Right, right. And in terms of the wedding sizes, are weddings still large or are they shrinking? Are they becoming more intimate?
For the most part, they're still pretty big affairs. Right. I think COVID definitely allowed some couples to say, you know, we just want a small event.
Right, right. It's also interesting. Yeah, it is. You know, we went to a wedding in Israel and what we found, what was interesting there is in terms of gifts, there's almost a calculation where people say, right, you know, you are, the wedding is at such and such a venue and you are a close friend and therefore you would give X amount as a wedding gift. For South Africans, that's quite unusual, and quite jarring. You know, we give a gift and that's the gift. But in other parts of the world, I've noticed that there is almost an expectation around a financial gift if you're part of the wedding celebration. Is that a global thing? What are you seeing in that regard?
Yeah, that is becoming more the norm for couples around the world to receive monetary gifts and cash from their guests. And it can vary depending on, you know, the formality and the grandness of the event.
Very, very interesting indeed. That is where we leave it. Julia Drachenberg, she's a lead wedding planner at Day by Drachenberg. It is 7:26. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.